Okay, whilst obviously this is a Mishnah Berurah here, and we normally try to stick to the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Today is going to be an exception. There's a psak of the Mishnah Berurah over here, which I think is universally not accepted. I think so. Even under the Charedim Lidvar Hashem, it's a Mishnah Berurah that I think has been widely disputed. I want to speak more about this shortly. Let us continue a little bit with the prior to that, a bit more about the Melilois. Siv Zayin is a very straightforward halach once we understand the underlying concept. Again, what were the three conditions for Berurah to be permitted? It needs to be good from bad, biad and miad. There are some new Mishnah Berurahs around, so please do check if it's new or old. Yeah. So the three conditions are that it needs to be oichal mitoch tzoilas. Secondly, it needs to be miad. It needs to be consumed and enjoyed immediately. And thirdly, it needs to be done by hand and not with a keli. Three conditions as is cut. Siv Zayin tells us the following. Ho you loy melidos merev Shabbos. What happens if a person had grains? Page 282 on top. Had simen shin yud tes, Siv Zayin, top line. Ho you loy melidos merev Shabbos. A person had melidos, which are grains. Merev Shabbos before Shabbos. But now what he wants to do is they need to undergo a little bit more sieving. And in order to do what he does now is loy yenape be konoin. So a konon is Rashi. The bracket can explain what a konon is. It is Perej Rashi kli. This is a vessel. Shiroishoy echod rochov. One of its side, it's wide. Vasheni, and the other side also came in marzev. The other side is more narrow. For noisnin hakitnias, and you place the kidneys, the beans, in Beroishoy Rochov, you will insert the beans on one side, the wider side, Huminanea, and you shuckle, you shake this a little bit, Humisgalgal de Hamarze will go through this pipe, through this narrow hole, the Apsoiles, and the Apsoiles remains, Nishar remains, Bekeli will remain, and the, in the Keli, and they will not go out. What do we call this? Indeed. This is the funnel. So what happens is that it's got a wider entrance on one side, a far narrow end exit on the other side. And this, he said that you cannot use a konon. Yeah, why not? Why can you not use a funnel? Surely it is Yochel Mitoch Pseulis. Very good, absolutely. It is a Keli Amyuchel Lebeira. Absolutely, and that's the Keli that we... If we talk about a Keli which makes the Beira process also... We're talking about that kind of keli, as to whether it's the Reis or the Rabbonon, but this is the kind of keli which we talk about, which makes the Beurah awesome. When you're using a sieve, a funnel, any keli which supports the sieving process and makes the Oichel Mitoch Pseulis, that is awesome. And that's what we're talking about. V'stomchui, perish ka'or g'doylo. I do not exactly understand the tamchui, the way it works. But it is a bit a lot. The Tamcho is also a keli, which is miuchad lebeira. It is kor gdoila, which the literal translation, it's a big plate. It seems to be the loibish. It seems to be also here again that his large plate. Don't know how exactly, but his large plate will separate the oichel from the psoilis. I don't know how. Ah, perhaps, yeah, perhaps, and that. Will be also vloibish the other vilem inapech biyoto yachas bekol koichoi. Now there is another very typical example, which is probably the sieving process. Medreisa is a flour, the flour, and in Etzel we used to sieve the flour. I don't know what the difference. I don't know why. It probably has to do with the heat. Here generally it's not done. You put the flour in a sieve. Insects, yeah, so it might have to do with the temperature. Here it's not so common. Insects are not widely found in flour. There, I myself found, or rather I should say my wife found, insects in flour. Although apparently they're more frequently than not, they come from the glue on the, when you have the bags, the flour bags. So the top is glued together and has some attraction to some insects. So you'll sometimes, when you open it up, they will then go into the flower. So I think that's why one needs to check flower nets as well. I don't know why it. I mean, there's no hue to check flower over here. So that's about the keli. That's about the keli element, which one has to, which therefore it's also to do it on Shabbos. Seif ches. Okay, ein shoyrin es hakarshinin. Hakarshinin are. He explains perish auch weitze belas. This is wheat. And shoyrin, you're not to soak karshinin perish auch weitze belas. You're not to soak them. And what it means is that you're not to soak grain in water. Dehainu shemetziv mayim aleim, that you pour water over these grains, bikli in a vessel kedei lehosir apsoilis, in order to remove the psoilis. It works by having the grain. You put the grain in a certain vessel, the karshinin, and by pouring water over it and soaking them, the psoiles will detach itself, and then you're going to have the oichel from the psoiles. This is also to do, because very obviously, why is it also? The soaking is a boira, but why is it also? Surely you're doing oichel with the psoiles. Are you doing oichel with the psoiles or not? Why is it also? Soak. Oh, very good. That's true as well. Oh, we'll speak about grapes as well. So he says, by soaking this in water, it's boira. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, do not scratch it by hand in order to remove the psoiles from those grains, the havele keboire, because it is like boire, avol, but no snobe kavoa, avol pish and noifel apsoiles dechnik va kavoa. But when you have a kavoa, which is not a keli, which is miuchad le boire, which is not a keli miuchad boire, when it's a kavoa, is a kind of keli, which you just place them in there, and automatically what happens is that the boire, there is a boire process taking place, the kind of keli, and the psoiles will fall off. But it's not your intention, as the Mishnah Berurah puts. Since that's not your intention, it's therefore not a clear meluch lebeira, and therefore it's mutter to do. But I want to address the former point, because it's really, really important. The first point of the Shulchan Aruch is that soaking of these grains is also because you're doing a beira. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Again, in shoyrin es hakarshinin, you're not allowed to be shoyrin to soak the karshinin. Tehainu, I ishemitziv ma'im aleim. You pour water over it, bechli, in its vessel. Kedei leosir apsoiles, in order to remove the psoiles. This is also. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Sivkot mechav ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, en shoyrin. Hu adinim yesh psoiles v'oichol muravin. Had any, whenever you have got food and psoiles joint, also litnam b'yam ma'im, you're not allowed to put them in water, in order for the psoilis to go down. As you said, the psoilis generally will detach itself. Often it will go down, sometimes it will go up. To go in offer, sometimes when you have dirt or earth, which is attached to the, it will detach itself by soaking it. That's also. It floats up. Either it goes up or it goes down. But it's a detachment which is taking place by the soaking, and that is also. Now, Sivkot and Chavtes, HaKashin in Umaychel Behemot, HaKashin is a Maychel Behem, this type of green, which is a Maychel Behem, V'uadin and similarly, Tapuchi Adomo, which are potatoes, that's right, potatoes, V'cholchi HaGavnen, similar, Lo'itin Aleim Maim, to not put water over them, K'di Le'asir Ovok, V'ofor HaMe'aleim. So it does not only apply to Kashinin, but in fact, any time that you pour lots of water over it, and you let it soak, any fruit. Potatoes is the example brought to me. I don't know how you're going to end up eating potatoes. Don't know how that's going to work. But maybe they're cooked already, and I'm not sure. But Mishnah Berurah says, if you've got fruits or vegetables, and you're soaking them, and there's dirt which detached itself, that is also because of boil. Okay, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Very good. That's exactly my next step. That's absolutely. That's my next question. Very good. Absolutely. That's exactly where I wanted to go. Now, if you look at the words of Mishmua, there's a bit of an atomic bomb here. And it's a very, very, that's probably, it's if you look carefully at the words of the Mishnah, and I'm not misinterpreting it, the words of the Mishnah is Vuadin. I'm going slowly through the words of Zikot Nechov Tes. Hakashinin, who maichal behemah, this is animal's food. Vuadin is similar to tapuchi adoma, potatoes. Vecholchi agavna, and anything similar to that. Now, look at the words. Lo yitin aleimayim, to not put water over it. Kidei le'aseh, in order to remove. Kidei, in order. Le'aseh, to remove. Ha'avak, the dust, the offer, and the earth, me'alem, from it. What does that seem to mean? What does it mean? What is he saying? What is he actually saying? That's right. There's no way of arguing with the fact that the Mishneh Berurah says that to pour water over a vegetable is considered boiling. Because what you're doing is the same than the soaking. Like by soaking, we're actually saying that by soaking, imagine a dirty potato. I think that's a good example. You put it in water, so the dirt is going to detach itself. And now that's that, Shulchan Aruch says, as Mishneh Berurah explains, that's considered boira, because you're detaching psoilis mitoich. It's also, you're not allowed to do that. Soaking is also. I'm okay with that. You okay with that? Soaking being also? I'm okay with that. Okay. Soaking is boira. We can swallow that. But the Mishneh Berurah goes definitely, undoubtedly, he goes a step further. And he says, rinsing as well. Very matter of factly. But he's saying that if you are pouring water over a fruit or a vegetable, if you're putting water in it, you're removing the dirt. And what you're doing is psoilis mitoichoichel, which is also. And even if you're going to end up eating it now, it's still psoilis mitoichoichel, which is also. Mishneh Berurah asks it. Here, Rabbi said, this is something which I didn't see anybody. I mean, I don't know. Is there any way of understanding Mishneh Berurah differently? I think that's pretty much what the Mishneh Berurah seems to be saying, black and white. Rinsing a potato, according to Mishneh Berurah, is boire. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, there's a bit more about peeling, but I hear your point. Any, what do you think? Does anybody refrain from? I mean, that according to that Rabbi Isai, it would seem. Well, what do you think? According to Mishneh Berurah, rinsing an apple before you eat it. You want a fresh apple? You take the apple and you're rinsing it under the tap. Make her eat and eat. Would that be mutter also according to Mishneh Berurah?
What if the way of doing it with something else, just not water? Because he says water.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a difference. Oh, actually, yes. Actually, hold on a sec, because it could be a difference. Yeah, actually, let's hold on a sec, because it's a good point. So, I think according to Mishneh Berurah, Rabbi said, that's how the Achronim learn, according to Mishneh Berurah, it would actually be also. Because what you're doing is boira. Well, actually, what you're rinsing is probably... Why rinsing it in the first place? Why are you rinsing it? Why are you taking rinsing it? Okay, so that's the boil that you're doing.
But it's not visible.
Oh, good. Very good. So, Reb Shlomo Zalman is such a tzad. That's not the main chiddush I want to say, but you're right. If you're mentioning it, let's go with that. Reb Shlomo Zalman wants to say that, yes, okay, I'm fine with the Mishneh Berurah. Even if you're fine with the Mishneh Berurah, and you're going to say that rinsing is a problem, that's only when there is words of the Mishneh Berurah. Ofok for offer. Taste dirt, mud, earth, visible, that's probably the word, recognizable, attached to it, and that's when you're doing an action of boira. However, when it's anything which is not visible, that's precisely what Shlomo Zalman's word. If you're rinsing off something which is not visible, chemicals or anything of the sort that is not visible, Shlomo Zalman said, could be the Mishneh Berurah, would not hold that's necessarily boira. Could be the Mishneh Berurah, make it there. Perhaps. Perhaps a chiddush, but perhaps I hear that. He said that even if you go with the Mishneh Berurah, that rinsing is also, but anything which you're doing which is not visible, that probably wouldn't be, could be that the Mishneh Berurah would be matir. Perhaps, I hear that. That's, you've got good company, because Shlomo Zalman wanted to say that. However, pardon? Good, I hear that. It's interesting. Interesting horror. I didn't see this amongst the poskim. Interesting. Lemaisa, the poskim understand that rinsing is also in the name of the Mishneh Berurah. I didn't see anybody saying that he may be talking about litin amayim in a keli. Yeah, so let's say it's...
Immediately anyway.
Yeah, so let's say that it's cooked. You know what? It's a cooked potato, but it's still.
Skin, you mean?
Yeah, let's say. The maisa. Does anybody refrain from rinsing, washing fruits, apples? Have you heard of people machmel that? You do. You wash, you rinse apples. Yeah, you rinse. You have no problem with it. I think it's universally accepted that we do it. I think that it's done. I think that's. And lemaisa, whilst the poskim agree with the actual psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and obviously the Mishnah Berurah, that soaking fruits and vegetables also on Shabbos, that is agreed. But when it comes to rinsing, every posik, I believe, agrees that we don't go with this Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Zalman, Dain Weiss, Rav Eliashiv. Although Rabbi Yashiv says if you can rinse the night of Shabbos, you should. But in principle, he agrees that it shouldn't be also. So that's Rabbi Yashiv, Shlomo Zalman, Dain Weiss, Emissin Karelitz, Chazanish. So I think that it's true to say that a consensus of the poskim is to allow rinsing fruit and vegetables on Shabbos. Rinsing is mutter. So I think that Shlomo Zalman's nusach is the easiest to understand. And Reb Shlomo Zalman says a nusach that by, do you see a difference between rinsing and soaking? What would be a difference? It's a good question. Why, if you go with the Mishnah Berurah, why would we be mechalek? Why is it that the post can comfortably distinguish between rinsing and soaking? The pressure of the water, perhaps. Okay.
One has a bowl with a kli and the other one just water.
The kli element, perhaps. I didn't think of that. Yeah. Lemaisa, Reb Shlomo Zalman is a nusach, which I feel is easy to, it's very easy, smooth. Reb Shlomo Zalman says this is the maaser rechitza. You cannot call. Boira is always an action of selecting. By definition, you are taking something and you're removing something, but there is an action here of selecting, of separating. By rinsing, the Shlomo Zalman's words are, this is the maisa achila. It's a way of eating things. Perhaps not very different than the peeling you mentioned. It's just part of the, eating process. It's the chitz, you're just washing something off. Nobody would think that by washing your hands, it's considered boira, because you're removing the dirt from it. It's not, because it's a ma'aser rechitza, you're washing. And whether it is visible or not, even if it's not visible, even if it is visible, even if there's dirt attached, which is visible, it's a ma'aser rechitza. What you're doing is you're washing, you're rinsing. And and therefore you cannot consider this into a ma'aser boira. And that's why the consent of the poskim is to be matter this. So again, soaking remains also, but many poskim agree and hold, unlike the words of the Mishnah Berurah, that and they hold that rinsing is mutter. We continue. Sivtes. Sivtes is talking about the Meshameres, which is a wine filter. Meshameres is a wine filter. I feel it clear of Shabbos. You've got a wine filter, even if it's hanging before Shabbos, also lit in Boshmorim. This is, this part of the Shulchan Aruch is probably not much of a Chiddush. Meshameres is a wine filter. Even if the wine filter is hanging before Shabbos, also you're not allowed to lit in boshmorim, to put shmorim inside it, to put that residues, this wine residue, you're not allowed to put this in. Why not? Okay, you've got a wine filter, which is meant to separate between the actual good juice of the wine and the wine and the residue, the leftovers. Yeah, no, well, it will go in a bottle, yeah, or in a barrel, yeah. So why not to use that? Even if the filter is hanging before Shabbos, you don't have to use it on Shabbos. Why? Absolutely. So Meshameres, afilo tlu merev Shabbos, even if it's hanging before Shabbos, his wine filter, also lit in Boshmorim. You won't be allowed to do it because you're doing boir over here. But, and that's probably the law, the greater Chiddush, avolit in Boshmorim merev Shabbos. When you're putting this shmorim berev Shabbos, you're putting these leftovers of the grapes. You're putting that before Shabbos. You put it in this wine filter where you are allowed to do mutalit and lemayim. You're allowed to put water there, kedesh yachzuru tzlulim nozuv, for it to be for kedesh yachzuru tzlulim nozuv. That because what's tzolul, the the liquid part will just go through and will be fine. That for it to soak, to go through the you are allowed to put water there. Motalit and I mind because yachs and tzlulim lozu. Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkot Lamed Gimel, tzlulim roitzelim mashu ashmorim tzlulim v'amayim yozuvu mehem imiktas min hayayin shenishabulu aboy. That the shmorim, they are tzlulim v'amayim yozuvu mehem, the water will go through it, imiktas min hayayin, the water will go through it with a little bit of the wine, will go through it, v'atam, and the reason why this is muta, shem benesinas mayim mishum boyo, the reason why putting water here is not also, if the Shmorim will be there before Shabbos, Shemayim unois and Tzlulim, because the water is only liquid, ve'ein b'ayim dovar shetzorich levarim mehem. What you're putting in there is water, and the water doesn't need to be sieved. The water doesn't need to be boiled, so it's true that there is Shmorim there. But ultimately, what are you doing, what are you putting through the filter? All you're putting through the filter is water. It's true that it's going to absorb some of the wine, and it's going to go down as wine, but really, what you're putting in is water. So to put water through a filter is mutter, because you're not doing boira, and that's why it's mutter. So it's true. So again, to put the shmorim, which is the grape residue, to put that in a wine filter, that would be also, that's considered boira. However, if this these shmorim, are still in the filter form before Shabbos, you are allowed to put water in there. Why? Because it's true that as it goes through, it's going to absorb some of the wine taste, it's going to be a bit more winey, it's going to be a bit more wine taste, but ultimately, you're not doing a boiler on Shabbos, because those residues that were there before Shabbos in the filter, and all you're doing is you're pouring water through it. Water doesn't need to be sieved. Water doesn't go through a boiler process. Water just goes through it, and therefore it's mutter. That's the case. The case that is also is that you're not putting water through, you're putting also litin bo shmorim, the shmorim, the residue, the grape part, the grape residue, that you wouldn't be allowed to put on Shabbos in the filter, because you're doing boira, because the water will go through, the wine juice, the wine will go through, and the shmorim will remain back. That's proper boira, probably the raisa. But if they are there before Shabbos, and all you're doing is you're putting water to get a bit more of the grape taste, grape juice kind of thing, that would be mutter. It's a chiddush, because really there is a boira happening, but all you're doing is really you're putting water in, and that's why it's mutter. Rabbi said briefly what we covered this evening. We spoke about the kashinim, which tells us that soaking is also on Shabbos, because there's a detachment taking place. Soaking is also. We spoke about rinsing, which the Mishnah Berurah asks, but we learned that many achrenim amate. We then spoke about the wine filter, the meshameres, and we said that to put the shmorim in the filter on Shabbos, that would be also. Probably the reiser. However, to just pour water in that on Shabbos, there will be mutter. Good evening, Abba Yisrael.